The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Returning to politics, we are on the cusp of, not that there haven't been a lot of significant elections in recent weeks, but we're on the cusp of what may be in European terms one of the most significant, because there is a possibility that France, for the first time in its republic's history, may end up with a far-right government. They are going to the polls today in their final round of the parliamentary election, in a snap election that was called by the President Emmanuel Macron. And we are joined by John Litchfield, who is correspondent based in France. John, the state of play as we go into the final round of voting is what?
Well, the state of play is that the far right, Marine Le Pen's party, National Rally, as it's called in English, did very well last weekend, got something like just over 33% of the vote, not very different from, say, what the Labour got in the British general election. And had it been a one-round election like in Britain, she would have got quite a big majority in the National Assembly, and she would now be forming, or probably her number two, Jordan Bardella, would be forming the next government and be the Prime Minister. But France has a two-round system. I suppose it's perhaps comparable with the Irish system, except in France people have to turn out and vote again to transfer their vote if they want to transfer it or keep the same vote. And that's going to be the crucial thing today, because in something like 200 constituencies, the people who came third last week of the left or of Macron's centre have withdrawn. So as to concentrate the vote against Marine Le Pen's far right today. And that's made an enormous difference in the pollsters' projections of what's going to happen. Whereas they were projecting that she might or could just get an overall majority, 289 seats in the National Assembly. Now that's fallen in all the polls that I saw on Friday, the last polls, it was down to 210, 215 maximum, and even less than that in terms of the range. Now, polls are polls, you know, voters vote. They're not necessarily the same thing, and predicting how voting affects actual constituencies around France has always been sort of alchemy rather than science. And so, you know, there needs to be a bit of caution about this. But as we stand, it looks as if he and she, Bardella and Le Pen, likely to have a chance to form the first far-right government since the Second World War, if you like, since 1944.
Now, just remind us of the significance of this, because I think there is a tendency to look at French political machinations and think, well, you know, the French enjoy a little bit of aggressive campaigning and all the rest of it. But in this instance, we're looking at a situation where one of the most influential nations in the EU, a hugely influential nation in NATO, a nation which is a nuclear armed superpower in essence, could find itself with a government that has huge skepticism about the very institutions that it is so influential within.
Absolutely right. And I think you're right to point that out, that this is not just any other French election. It's potentially the most important election in Europe, I would say, since the Second World War in that sense. I mean, you could add to what you say that France also is a permanent member of the UN Security Council. And Marine Le Pen's party is, although she denies it, pro-Russian. It's anti-European, it's Eurosceptic in the Farage sense, although it denies that. It wants to try and break up the EU from the inside to be like Viktor Orban in Hungary, but with much more power because of France's important role and central role in the creation of the EU and in the EU now. Also, essentially, it's unclear whether if there were to be a Le Pen-Bardella government, they would continue to support Ukraine against Russia or support, essentially shift France's support to Russia. They say they won't, but it's not clear. So, yeah, it would be enormous change, not just in French politics, but in European politics. It could be the beginning, I think, of the end of the EU if France was to become far right and remain far right for quite a length of time. Because although they say they don't want to leave the EU, all their policies are essentially based on essentially taking on Brussels, disobeying the Brussels rules, not paying the amount of money they're supposed to pay, essentially having national preference rather than single market. So it would be a big, 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 important and potentially very destructive thing, I think, if she wins. I don't think she's going to win, actually, but we don't know until the voters vote and the votes are counted.
I assume that's something you don't say lightly, John, that this could be if, and I realise it's a big if, but that statement that if she does get elected, this could be the beginning of the end of the EU, that's an amazing thing.
you know, you have to put it in the context of what's happening more broadly. You already have a technocratic government in the Netherlands, but one which represents the breakthrough there of pretty anti-European far-right party. And this is the Netherlands. You know, no country, in a sense, of all the EU countries has benefited from the EU more than the Netherlands. But nevertheless, there's some anti-European feeling running there. You already have a government in Italy, another of the founder members of the EU, which has turned out to be much more pragmatic, Giorgia Meloni's government, than what she said before she came to power. But nevertheless, remains very, very sceptical about many European things. I don't think Marine Le Pen and her number two, Jordan Bardella, would actually do a Meloni if they came to power. They wouldn't moderate a lot of their anti-European policies. They would be possibly even more extreme in power than they are in what they say in the election campaign. So, yeah, you know, the fact is Brexit was extraordinarily damaging to the EU, not just to Britain. It chopped off an arm, it chopped off a hand or a foot. If you chop France out of the EU, you're chopping out the heart and the head, potentially. So not much can survive after that.
You made it clear that, in your view, you don't think that is where this is likely to go in this election. Does that mean that what we are facing into is effectively a parliamentary stalemate where nothing is doable because of the nature of the coalitions we'll be looking at?
Yeah, potentially. It depends how the numbers fall. But, you know, essentially you're going to end up, if the polls are right, or even if they're only slightly wrong, you're going to end up with three biggest blocks in the parliament. The biggest one will be the far right, probably with just over 200 seats. And then there'll be an alliance of the left, which is also fights amongst itself all the time, with about the same or just slightly less number of seats. And the Macron Centre, which had 250 seats before, is probably going to lose maybe up to half of those, but end up reasonably big block all the same. And it's very difficult if you take the far right out of that and you take the far left, which was quite a big group within the left, and say that they won't take part in any coalition or alliance. It's difficult to see how you get the numbers to form a coalition to run the country. Even more difficult, I think, than the numbers is to see who the prime minister would be and what the programme would be of such a government, which would stretch all the way from the Greens and the more moderate left, but still quite left. And the conservative centre-right, the ex-Gaullists, who've been very badly squeezed by Macron and also the far-right in recent years, but are going to come out of this election reasonably strongly, it seems. And therefore, would they be interested in forming a coalition with the left that they really despise or distrust? It's going to be very difficult to put together such a coalition. And the other big problem is that I think that could only work if Macron, who is, you know, essentially been defeated in this election, whatever the outcome, takes a back seat, which is not something Macron likes to do, and says, well, whoever is the prime minister runs domestic policy, I will still, as constitutionally, I have the right to do, still have a lot of say over foreign European defence security policy, but domestic policy I concede I have lost control of, and Parliament can run that now, and whatever coalition comes out of this, I will not be trying to direct it or influence it in any way. I think it can only work if he does that, but I think it's very unlikely he would do that. So I think, as you suggested at the beginning, that's a long way of saying yes, that we're heading not maybe into the abyss of a far-right government, we're into a kind of morass, maybe of a year before there can be another parliamentary election. Maybe it could last up to 3 years until the next presidential election, when France is kind of drifting and not really got any strong direction at all.
John, thank you very much for that analysis. That is John Litchfield there from France.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.